This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
10. In Virginia, Dominion Energy is asking a judge for a temporary restraining order, part of its lawsuit against the Trump administration over its order to halt construction of their offshore wind project, along with four others, over national security concerns. The Richmond-based company says the government's order is, quote, arbitrary and capricious and unconstitutional. Dominion says its wind project is essential in meeting the growing energy needs of dozens of new data centers. U.S. District Judge Jamar Walker said a hearing on Monday on Dominion's temporary restraining order request. Musician Perry Belmonte has died. For decades, he played bass, guitar, and keyboard in the seminal goth band The Cure. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento has more.
Perry Belmonte was a roadie and guitar tech for The Cure for years before he became a full-time member of the band in 1990. He played keyboard and six-string bass on several albums, including the 1992 commercial hit Wish. Belmonte parted ways with The Cure in 2005, but he reunited with his bandmates in recent years. He performed his last concert with the group in the fall of 2024. The Cure shared the news of Belmonte's death on its website, writing that he was, quote, quiet, intense, intuitive, constant, and hugely creative. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.
Wall Street lower by the closing bell, the Dow down 20 points. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
Tonight on Houston Public Media TV 8, delight in an evening of great music. At 8, it's Gospel Live, presented by Henry Louis Gates Jr. Then at 9, great